नमस्कार। ट्रू स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ इन्वॉल्व्स समथिंग वेरी सिंपल, वेरी एलिमेंट्री, एंड दैट इज सिंपली एक्सपेंडिंग योर लव, letting your heart open letting your spirit be uplifted. There are so many different methodologies, so many different scriptures. Some say turn east, some say turn west. Some say meditate on your body. Others say leave your body. There are so many techniques, so many approaches. But the real spirituality does not involve any technique, any approach. All the techniques, all the approaches are to train your mind. All the disciplines are to train you so that you might become single-pointed in your concentration and break through your conditioned mind, your conditioned thinking, pierce the veil of illusion, and perceive with clarity the true nature of your own being. So, for this purpose, there are so many practices. But the essence of spirituality is very simple. To know your own self deeply, fully, to sink into the love which has no boundaries, and transcends all differences, all barriers, all ideas of I and mine, as opposed to thou and yours. A love that washes all of that away. Washes away all the ideas, the beliefs, thoughts in the mind. And leaves you with direct experience. There is no substitute for this direct experience. Love isn't something you can read about in books and come to understand. It isn't an idea that you can simply think about. It is an experience of connectedness, of wholeness, of such deep wholeness that the duality falls away. Lover, beloved, and the process of loving become one. To look into the eyes of a loved one until there is no difference and all the sense of barrier dissolves. To look into the night sky, to the endless stars and the vastness of the universe, until there is no separation between you and that vast expanse. To fly in the wings of an eagle, to grow in a blade of grass, to be in the stillness of a great tree and watch the tides of the worlds. To know the mountain inside of you, to feel the ocean waves, and to know the depths in the sea. Earth, air, water, fire, the vast array of space, all lie within you. All the beings manifest in all the worlds lie within you, within the ability of your awareness. Not in the I that considers itself a body, but in the self, the awakened, intelligent awareness. The knower of all that is. In this knowing, your spirit is alive. In this being, you are in your own nature. So there is no secret methodology. There is only to allow yourself to be your own self, sahaj, to be your true nature. Free from beliefs, concepts, perceptions, ideas in the mind. Your existence is interwoven, interconnected with the entire web of life. You are part of this wholeness. When you awaken your spirit, you are one. undivided, intelligent beingness, Purusha, but mired in the illusions of individuality, of body, mind, and thoughts. You believe yourself to be separate. Your awareness, your beingness, comes to know the experience of I-ness, of body, and of thoughts, of ideas, of beliefs. Then you think you are the body you are witnessing. You think you are the ideas in the mind generated from the brain, from the sensory experience. You acquire the belief in limitation. You acquire the belief that you are confined and defined. And from that belief comes loneliness, separation, pain, fear, attachment, and loss. When you awaken your spirit, you begin to unwind this identity of your conscious, aware beingness. You, the knower of all that is, begin to disidentify with beliefs, with ideas, with body, with senses. You begin to find yourself awakened, aware, with countless bodies. You are a blade of grass. You are a bird flying in the sky. You are the mountain peak. You are the sunrise. You are the Mother Earth. You exist in billions of stars, untold worlds, unimagined beings. Your existence is vast. You are aware, the knower, the witness. And when your awareness moves your attention to your own beingness, to the vast essence of self, you find it is love. You find you are love. You are bliss. You are being. All definitions, all containments, they slide off of you They cannot hold you. They are not large enough. Even the idea of being large is a limitation. What you are, there are no thoughts to contain. There is the experience of knowing, of being. There is the experience of absolute love. There is the experience of deep truth, the truth that is the essence and the core of you. What else is there? You are undefined. Uncontained. Being whole. Truth. Love. Bliss. There are no words to describe you. There are no separations. That which you love, that which is dearest to your heart, is your own self. Then you choose. To engage in Maya, in the illusion of duality, and you experience yourself to be a body with senses, a mind with thoughts, beliefs, concepts. And then your infinite awareness experiences the uniqueness of I and thou and dances the dance of duality in the halls of infinity. And dancing this dance like the dreamer dreaming the great dream. You believe your part to be real. It takes a certain reality, the I and the thou, the ideas, the identities you create upon yourself and claim as your own. In the end, you have no name. You have no fame. You have no fortune. In the end, you have love. You have truth. You have all that is. And nothing at all. Such is the dance of life. Such is the dance of spirit embodied and awakening. Awakening and embodied. Awakened. What stands between you and being awakened? What stands between you and self-realization? Absolutely nothing. Nothing. You don't need any techniques. You don't need any beliefs. You don't need any concepts. You only need to be your own self. But if that is difficult for you, then there are techniques and they are useful. But in the end, it is you shedding all of the constructs, all of the identities, and being. That's all you need to do. It is really a very simple thing. Just be yourself. And enjoy the dance of life. And enjoy the dance of love. With your divine beloved. All right. You are most blessed people. You have every opportunity before you. So when you feel stuck, pick yourself up, brush yourself off, and realize the bright potential of your own existence. Right?